Hello, hello, hello. Hi, hi.
That was far too many hellos.
Well, I've just resorted to shouting it. Now, what?
Sorry,
what?
I just thought it might be needed.
So this is Paul's role in these things, whatever they are, just to make noise, random noise, intermittently.
Soundtracks, I like to call it. Sound effects would be a better word.
It would. That is the word to use in that situation. Anyway. Paul has been to America. Ooh,
The land of the free.
Ooh, was it nice?
Very exciting.
It was very nice. Ridiculously hot in Florida. Looked on the map, and it's on the same line as Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, which can get, you know.
What a mix.
Yeah. Well, it's very hot countries. I mean, you can get, you know, temperatures of 106 degrees Fahrenheit, which is
crazy.
God knows what it is.
Crazy stuff. I think I'd explode.
You'd burn.
Well, you'd explode. I'd just melt. I think.
The thing is, we are both pretty pale. So I think if we ever went there, it would not be good.
Mr. Crisp.
Yeah, the thing is, you turned some crazy shade of mahogany.
Mahogany.
Pretty
Thank
much.
You. Mahogany man. That's who I am.
but you tan quite easily. See, I don't really tan. I kind of just burn.
Part of my dad's family came from the West Indies many years ago.
Yeah. So it explains everything.
Yes.
Be why, wouldn't it?
Didn't see any money, though. I don't think my grandparents didn't see any money. Well, they're great-grandparents, so...
Whoa.
Missed out.
Not good.
Missed out.
So, that was...
Well, there we go.
I had about 5 questions there, and they all just came out. So, how long did you go for?
For 2 weeks. Had a bit of... I've got a few stories about how we got there.
I don't want to hear them.
No funny stories of how all the Americans... hated me as soon as I got there.
Well, because I heard a thing, like, didn't you wear an Empire?
I wore a t-shirt, a very fashionable t-shirt, saying Great Britain Empire, you know, King George V, everything which America fought for in the War of Independence.
Fought against, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, fought for, oh yeah.
It might make that distinction. If they hated you for displaying something they fought for, then they're a bit
weird,
messed up there.
Oh, good on Americans. No,
get on with it.
So, I got a few dodgy looks, which weren't the best. And on the way back, we got on the plane, and there's this person sat 2 seats behind us, and he had this massive carry-on luggage. And all Americans have, basically, their suitcases are carry-on, and it's stupid. You have nowhere to put your carry-on luggage. And this one American person put this massive suitcase, somehow it's been allowed as a carry-on, he's put it into the overhand luggage, and he's put it there. And this woman, English woman, absolute character, quite stocky. She came out and she goes, "What fucking idiot puts a fucking hand luggage this size?" And, you know, poor this kid just sat there and he shat himself. I looked round, pissing myself. She thought it was me. She goes, "Was it you?" And I was like, no, it's not me. And I'm just laughing. She goes, "All right." Oh, it was hilarious.
You were actually almost threatened by this.
I thought she was going to kill me. I thought she's going to swing for me sometime soon.
Was she American herself?
No, she was English.
Oh, right.
She was English, threatening all these Americans on board this Delta airline. I thought, oh god, here we go.
But did the guy own up?
No, the guy owned up about halfway through the flight when she went to the loo and opened it up and put it near his legs. I thought, oh god.
I thought you said we were going to say you moved it closer to her luggage.
Oh no.
Great. Or put it on her seat.
It was like directly above her. I thought, oh god, here we go. This isn't good. It was struggling for a good 5 minutes trying to, you know, push it into the overhand luggage. Is like, oh, this isn't going to go in, but somebody managed to squeeze it in, and I thought, oh god, okay. Here we go.
Well, the problem is, I think, with going to the flights are too long.
Oh, you get little TVs to see all the new videos. I saw Fast Furious 5. I've gotten all the other films, but it was good.
The thing is, I think it's all right as long as you're travelling in good enough quality. If you're in economy and you don't have anything, and you're EasyJet would not be fun.
Ryanair
to the max.
Yeah.
See, we timed that pretty well. 5 seconds. What was he? Look.
Woo. I might as well say something in this one. I haven't said much so far.